Well, we've reached a point in our journey together where we've cultivated this quality we've been calling mindfulness, or open-hearted, spacious awareness, and featuring a number of different objects that are part of our life experience. And we've been choosing what to pay attention to, whether it's the breath sensations or sense of the body as a whole, sensations within the body or sounds or thoughts or feelings, all of the entire repertoire of being human. And there's one more step that we might take, which is to inhabit the same awareness, but now without choosing any objects to focus on, what we call choiceless awareness, where there's no agenda at all in terms of what we pay attention to. Of course, there's no agenda even when we're paying attention to the objects. It's simply being the knowing through the various sense doors, of which there are more than five, as we've seen. But we're not excluding anything from the domain of experience in this last meditation. We're just expanding the field of awareness once again around the breath, around the body as a whole, breathing into the domain of the soundscape, and around not only sounds, but thoughts, feelings, emotions, every aspect of being human. We're now embracing it all in awareness. So moment by moment, if you care to, just allowing the field of your awareness to be so open that it's like the sky, it's just boundless. It's so spacious that it's really not different from space itself. And this quality of awareness is actually native to the mind, that the mind's natural state, if you will, true nature is boundless and knowing, and also spacious in the sense that it can hold anything. It doesn't take up room by itself. So it can hold thoughts or feelings, sensations in the body, and these can be either painful or not painful. It can be anxiety-producing or not. From the perspective of the awareness, it doesn't matter. It's like a mother holding a child, you know. No matter what the child has done, the mother still holds the child. Even if the child is hurting, the mother can hold the child in awareness and in the holding, comfort, be comforting. So for now, just resting in this choiceless, vast field of awareness that lets everything come and go. Whatever arises in the present moment becomes the transient object of our knowing, of our attending, as best we can, not being carried away by anything, or if we are, just coming back into the spaciousness, moment by moment by moment, as we sit here or lie here, being the knowing, being the spaciousness, and not taking anything personally. When it's truly not personal, allowing the silence itself to be infinite, the stillness to be enduring. When thoughts come, we just, like a mirror, with whatever's coming in front of it, just knowing whatever's coming. So if it's thoughts, then thoughts. If they're about the future, then we We see that it's about the future. If they're about the past, we see that. If they're greedy, we see they're greedy. If they're angry, we see they're angry. If they're deluded, the awareness sees the delusion and just doesn't have to do anything, doesn't have to make anything happen, just sees. And in the seeing, again, it's as if, you know, the touching of the thoughts and awareness, what the Tibetans call it is they self-liberate. They just don't go anywhere if we don't feed them. We just compassionately touch them in awareness. And the awareness touches them all by itself, so you don't need to do anything. There's no doing here. We're just resting in choiceless awareness, moment by moment by moment. And reestablishing it if you get lost or carried away, which, of course, you're bound to do. In some traditions, this is called the method of no method. There's really no method here. There's nothing to do, no place to go, no instructions even to follow. It's not a technique. It's just being aware, being aware, being awake. In Japanese Zen, they call it shikantaza, just sitting, nothing more, no big deal. In Tibetan tradition, they speak of similar practices as the great natural perfection, Dzogchen. In Chinese Zen, they speak of it as silent illumination. It's available at all moments and also takes a lifetime of training. And both of those statements are always and equally the case. So, it's not an advanced practice, it's just practice. If it's congenial, just being here. Being who you already are. Outside of time and underneath thought. Like an empty mirror. Reflecting, as we said, whatever comes, and not clinging to it so that when it comes, it comes, when it goes, it goes. And we stay in the receptive, empty, spacious, knowing quality of awareness. That gives us this whole other dimensionality of being in which to live, in which to be touched by the world and to touch the world and others in their joy and in their pain, in which to come to our senses, all of them, in which to wake up to the actuality of who we are. And as the Navajo like to say, to walk in beauty. They say, as a blessing, may you walk in beauty. I like to say, may you recognize that you already do. That you already are.